I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
In Minnesota, Tina crashed her car into a building while trying to take her driver's test last week.
That is, okay, when I saw this story and I saw the photos, I was like, oh, bless her heart, because she's never going to live this down ever.
But Alex, it's not like she like, oh, she bumped something. Liv, she went right into the building.
She drove through, like, the DMV or the driver's test place or whatever you call it.
Is this where I park it?
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
Oh, yeah, and this is like an old person thing. What happened is she put the car into drive instead of reverse, like to back up. She's like, that's my biggest fear as I get older. Even now, it's like, not that I destroy something, but God, you could kill somebody.
100%.
Total accident. My mother-in-law accidentally put it in reverse and ran over. She didn't die, but she got hurt a little bit. Her daughter, which would be my wife's sister, when she was like three, she meant to drive forward and
yikes,
reverse on her.
Oh,
and this is
God. That's scary.
This
so
is
many
back
parents
in the day.
Do that, though.
Yeah,
like, they accidentally almost, you know, run their kid over when they're in their driveway.
It's just insane. But luckily, they're okay, and it looks like everybody's going to be okay here. They went to the building and everything seems to be okay except for the big hole that they put into it. The 60-year-old test examiner, though, had to get transported to a hospital. They had minor injuries from going through the building, but should be fine. The girl won't be charged with any driving violations.
Wow.
And with her test, she didn't pass it.
I wonder how long she has to wait to take a test again. Like, can she do it as soon as she wants? Or are they going to be like, let's wait a minute.
Let's wait a year,
yeah,
maybe.
I wonder how long she has to wait.
Give you a bus pass. A homeless man who'd been living in a shelter in New Jersey left two court summons behind in a car that he had just burglarized. An officer recognized the name of the court summons found between the car seats. Moments later, the cops spotted the man.
Whoa.
Yeah, he apologized and offered to return the two phone chargers, a power adapter, and 10 sweatshirts bearing a company logo that he had taken from the company's vehicle.
Wow.
So let's kind of line up right there.
10 sweatshirts.
And listen to how nice this guy was.
We got Radio Now shirts. If somebody really wants them that bad, I'm sure we can hook you up.
Take them. He also turned over a tablet that he said he found in the street after claiming it first belonged to his uncle. So his uncle, I don't know. He was arrested on burglary and theft. A couple more stories here. Two Texas men were pretending to be the cops, and they were arrested after they pulled over. Any guesses here?
They were arrested. Like, what were they arrested for?
These two guys were pretending to be cops, and they were arrested after they pulled over someone.
Oh, okay.
Any guesses who they pulled over?
A cop. Oh. Undercover or something?
Oh, my God.
Yes, they pulled over two other undercover cops.
Holy
crap.
That
sounds like a movie. That sounds like a comedy.
It really does.
The two had their blue and red lights flashing, woo, in their vehicle, and they waved for the officers to pull over.
Shut up. Where was this at?
I forget where this was at. I think this is in Texas, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
The two had their lights flashing, and they waved the cops over. The real officers called for backup and then pulled into this gas station. When the two men approached the vehicle, police arrived and arrested them. One of the men was awaiting trial for armed robbery, so these were criminals, while the other was on parole.
Yeah, they've got some big ones doing something like that.
They were charged with impersonating an officer, but tell me, what's the value? Like, I don't see the point, but I get the idea of, like, if I'm going to rob Liv, I'm going to get some money away.
Cops don't really pull you over and ask for money, so.
Why are you going to pull somebody over? Like,
yeah.
I guess
Well, no,
thrill.
They're going to, that's how they pull you over, and,
oh,
then,
and
they
then
approach
and
your
gotcha,
car,
gotcha, gotcha.
And then
they don't
they
keep up the act.
Rob you, yeah. But that, before all of the criminal things, can't you picture, like, Seth Rogen and, like, Jonah Hill?
For
like,
sure.
A movie like that.
It's like a third movie series or something.
100%.
And your final story, I don't know if this ever happened with Liv in college, but I want to know, how did these kids get into college? Three American students studying abroad in Florence, Italy, attempted to boil some pasta without water.
Oh, no.
My gosh.
They dropped a bunch of dried noodles into the pot.
This is something I would do.
That's
I just, when I first moved out, I had to text my mom and ask her, how do you boil water?
Did you really?
Oh, my
like, as in,
word.
Now, I knew that you put the stove on, you put a pot of water on, but I didn't know, like, how long do you sit there? How do you know it's boiling?
Right. Or, like if you have to add, like, another ingredient.
Yeah, I didn't
something.
Know. Like, yeah, and you usually put salt in there when you put noodles
in. Flavoring, yeah.
So
yeah.
So the noodles don't stick.
Yeah. And so I asked her, how do you, is this water boiling? I sent her a video.
Oh.
Classic Alex.
Well, they ended up dropping a bunch of dry noodles into a pot, which quickly
caught
on
fire.
Yeah, the 20-year-olds called the fire department, which extinguished the fire in no time. They took the whole thing in stride, too, and the fire department joked that, you know, we don't know how to make pasta either. I wouldn't be that nice. I'm like, you kids are pretty dumb.
Well, in poor guys. Europe, everyone's like nicer.
I guess, but like everybody in Europe knows how to make pasta. That's like,
well, yeah, everyone's
that's
like
also Italy.
Yeah.
Jeez, all right. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.